Ingles going to step to the free throw line. And he will rattle through the free throw to give Orlando a 10-point lead. The Magic have led by as many as 15 here tonight. Bucks' largest lead has been 5. They have not been able to reclaim it. Ingles has it on the near wing right around the Banchero screen. Going to pass it to the far side. Quick touch pass to the corner. Jalen Suggs gets alone and he hits another three. That's been the soft spot of the zone for the Bucks. That's the bottom line. They've had too many good looks in those corners, which is a money spot in the NBA, and the Bucks have been surrendering too many of those. Campaign's got it on the other end. 51-38 lead for the Magic. Middleton trying to back his way in. He had the chair pulled out from under him, and the foul's going to go against Black. He lost his balance, and they'll say he got induced into that as he got pulled back. Right now, Jamal Mosley's arguing that point. It's just the second team foul, though, for the Magic. For Black, it'll be his first. So Anthony Black, the 19-year-old out of Arkansas, number 6 overall pick. Here's a three-point try from Lopez. He leaves it short from the near wing. Magic 51, Bucks 38, 5:22 to play now here in our opening half. From Amway Center in Orlando, Banchero's shot is altered by Lopez, but the rebound is tipped to the Magic again. However, Middleton got shoved down in the battle of trying to get that ball. Mo Wagner's going to get called for the foul for the Magic. So now three team fouls for the Magic and 4 for the Bucks. As we sit in the final 5 minutes of the second quarter. Milwaukee basketball right to left. Malik Beasley on the near wing left picks up his dribble before he passes to Middleton, and Middleton bounces it off of his leg and out of bounds. Milwaukee has, by my count, had 4 unforced turnovers of that variety. Just careless basketball where the ball gets away from him. And you add that on top of the second chance points and free throws, it's been a problem. 9 points off turnovers for Orlando, 11 points on second chance points for the Magic. And then you add the 16 free throws, and that's your story tonight. Jalen Suggs. Dribble drive. Bounce pass to Mo Wagner. He got blocked by Giannis. Loose ball goes to Lopez. He'll get right back to Giannis. Giannis into the front court. Attacks down low into a crowd. Puts the shot up. That hangs on the rim and goes in off the window. Thought he got fouled. Didn't get the whistle. Giannis now has 12 of the Bucks' 40 points. He is now tied with Cam Payne for the lead. Payne has hit all 5 of his shots. He's been a model of efficiency tonight. Paolo Banchero spins. He's picked up by Giannis. Takes it inside. Had his shot blocked by Lopez, but he gets it back again. How many times have we seen Brook alter or block a shot only to see the next try go right to an Orlando player for an easy layup? And once again, that trend plays out. 53-40, Campaign with a basketball, spinning in the paint. He was matched up by 2 defenders, so he has to back it out. Gets it to Lopez, now he picks it up again. Drives inside, tried to feed it through a crowd, couldn't get it through, and it's taken away by Joe Ingles. Ingles the other way now for the Magic. He'll hand the ball off to Banchero. 5 turnovers this quarter now for Milwaukee. A spin and a shot. Banchero's shot bounces around the rim about 4 times before it nestles through. And the lead is back now to 13. 53-40. Orlando make it 55-30. Late on the scoreboard shift there. Giannis takes it down low. Going to fade and fire off one leg. That's a tough shot. 14 in the game now for Giannis. Where would the Bucks be without Ian Campaign offensively now? On the other side, we're going to have another trip to the line as Jalen Suggs was driving. So Malik Beasley gets called for the foul, and I don't know what Suggs is arguing here. He's going to the free throw line. Did he want a flagrant, or what's he arguing? He's going to step to the free throw line for 2 shots. Very curious to know what he could possibly be arguing about right there. 2 shots coming with 3:12 to play here in the second quarter. Suggs' free throw is good. Milwaukee's only attempted 7 free throws tonight. That's the 17th shot of the night for Orlando. Bataze comes in, as does Mo Wagner, or rather Franz Wagner, replacing Ingles along with Mo Wagner. Second free throw on the way now for Jalen Suggs. A number of these Magic players, not only do they have a wide array of youth, but they also have a lot of guys that are just starting to get healthy again. Suggs is one of those. He makes the free throw. Magic with a number of guys that have missed time. Extended time, too, at that. Giannis goes inside. He drives through a crowd. Lays it in. Count that basket with a foul. He just went knifing his way right through the teeth of the defense, and he's going to have a chance at a free throw and a cap the three-point play. So Giannis took it right in on Goga Bitadze, and Bitadze gets called for the foul as the steam train whirled right through him. So Giannis, 16 points now. After a bit of a slow start in the first quarter, he has dialed things up here in the second quarter to the tune of 10 points, potentially going on 11 if he can make this free throw. As the free throw is up and off the mark short. So Antetokounmpo has missed all three of his free throws tonight. We're having a held ball, though. Nice job by Crowder getting in the way to try to get that ball free. And then he took a shot as he got knocked backwards. He's still laying on his back right now. And now he sits upright. Looks like a technical foul has been called against Orlando. I think that might have been Anthony Black that just got saddled up with that foul call, that technical. Find out. I thought I just saw them signal technical. And I saw Black being held back. So let's find out exactly what's going on here. It is a technical foul, and Crowder is walking back to the bench. He may have to put a towel on his face. There may be some blood here, too. They may be going to look at the monitor to see if it was anything raising it to the level of a flagrant foul there.
Play review for a potential hostile act.
Love how they term that, the hostile act. It never gets old. So we'll see if, in fact, it was a hostile act or not here. But there was a technical foul, and it was actually on Paolo Banchero, who was the guilty party. So we're going to have a free throw for the Bucks on the technical foul. And the question is there anything beyond that? So the officials will take a look at it. Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer. It's definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. So as our officiating crew, led by Ed Malloy, takes a look at this thing. It's J.B. DeRosa with him there, and Suyasha Mehta also down there peering at the monitor with 3:02 to play here in the second quarter. We've seen a number of stoppages throughout this first half for replays, for fouls, for any number of reasons, but hopefully we'll get our ruling here in short order. For the Bucks, they come home again tonight after three straight on the road, trying to have a winning record on this first extended road trip of the season. They'll play the Bulls coming up on Monday night. Bucks team that has won 9 straight games here in Orlando going back to March of 2018, but right now they are on the lesser end of things, trailing 57-44. All right, it looks like they have, looked like they were close to coming to a decision here. The Magic, 2 wins and 2 losses here in the home building. Last year going just 20-21 at home. Overall, they're not a particularly, let's see, get our ruling here.
There's a hostile act, unsportsmanlike physical taunt on Banchero, followed by a technical foul on Orlando. Play will be resumed with a jump ball between Crowder and Banchero.
Well, they don't pay the officials to know how to pronounce names, but I'm actually a little confused. He said a hostile act against Banchero on the technical foul. So I'm guessing he meant to say technical foul on Banchero, and then there was a hostile act before it. So when it's all said and done, Crowder is at the line where he cannot hit the first of 2 free throws. And so much ado about nothing on the hostile act. Now for the technical free throw. Crowder gets that one to go over the front iron. Didn't look particularly comfortable on either of those. But it does get the Bucks back to within 12. And we'll have a jump ball now coming between Banchero and Crowder. So Paolo Banchero at 6'10", opposite Jay Crowder at 6'6", and it's won by the Magic. Going the other direction with it. It's going to be a quick drive from Suggs. Another quick whistle. Boy, the fouls have just been... It's just been a preponderance of whistles throughout this game. Stop and go and stop and go. And the problem for Milwaukee making matters worse is the fact that it's been primarily whistles against them. 13th foul against the Bucks. The Bucks have had 13 fouls in this half to 8 for the Magic. And credit Orlando. They have really forced the issue as Suggs hits the first free throw and taking it right at the Bucks defense with good aggressive drives and forcing those whistles. Here's the second free throw. It's good. So Suggs knocks down both. He's already attempted. How about 10 free throw attempts in the game for Jalen Suggs already? That is remarkable for a guy who had only attempted 20 in the prior 8 games. Bucks basketball down 59-45. Giannis sends out top. Crowder thought about the three. Instead, passes to the right wing, but it was low. Payne, by the time he picks it up, has to put up an out-of-rhythm three, and he misses for the first time tonight. Too strong. Orlando goes the other way. It's a pull-up three-point try from Suggs. He cannot hit. The ball saved from going out of bounds, though, and it's going to go back to Bancaro off of Giannis. Yet another chance for second-chance points, and Orlando will miss this time as... Boy, Goga Bitadze had an up-close look but couldn't finish. And Milwaukee fortunate to get the ball back. Working it around on the other side. We got a whistle, and we got a travel call against Giannis. So Milwaukee with their 8th turnover now of this game and their 6th of the quarter. And the Magic will have it going the other way. In control of this game here in the first half, 59-45. 2:08 to go here in quarter number 2. Franz Wagner puts up the runner, and he hits it from 12 feet away. 61-45, Magic out in front. Campaign the other direction now for Milwaukee. He's at the top of the arc. Little hesitation. Backpedals to the corner. Crossing over on Bitadze, has the quickness advantage. Got around him, couldn't finish it, though. And then Giannis had the rebound, but had it roll away from him. And they'll say off of Bancaro and out of bounds back to Milwaukee. So a rare opportunity at second chance points for the Bucks, who have not had an offensive rebound in this game. I don't know if they'll give them one there. It should be a team offensive rebound. But here is Campaign with a basketball being harassed outside by Anthony Black around the Giannis screen. Takes it to the right baseline. Drives down low. Head fake. Flips the shot up and good. 61-47. And now I think we have a technical foul going against the Bucks. Cameron Payne is going to get called for one now. I mean, if you like fouls, you have come to the right place, ladies and gentlemen. All makes and models. Technicals, we got flagrants, we got common fouls, we got hostile acts. We got it all tonight here at Amway Center. Free throw is good from Franz Wagner. I don't know what Cam said, but I do know that the free throw numbers continue to pile up. 21 free throw attempts for the Magic. No, we're not in the fourth quarter. We're in the second quarter. Oh, by the way, they've hit 18 of them. The Magic get to the line, the fourth most of any team in the league, the Bucks the most, but this is ridiculous. They average 27 free throw attempts a game. They're at 22 now. Orlando's got the basketball. And what is a 15-point advantage with 1:19 to play here in this first half. Runner on the way, misses from Bancaro. He's used to hearing that whistle. Can't believe he didn't hear it there. He's looking for the foul. Didn't get it this time. Bucks get across some full-court pressure now. It's Pat Connaughton teeing up a three. He misses it strong, and the rebound goes to Orlando. But stop me if you've heard this before. A whistle and a foul, and it's going against the Magic this time. Franz Wagner is called for the foul. It'll be his first. So the Magic are into the penalty, and Milwaukee will get some free throws. It's not as though the Bucks haven't been able to get to the line at all. I mean, this is the 11th and 12th free throws coming here. It's just that Orlando has been far superior in their ability to get to the stripe so far in this first half. Brook Lopez at the line. He misses it. And here's the other problem. The Magic have made 18 of 21. The Bucks 5 of 11. They are shooting under 50% from the stripe. I mean, things just aren't working for the Bucks at large here tonight, at least in this first half. Second free throw from Lopez is up, and it's good. 62-48, Orlando with a 14-point lead. Magic going left to right into the front court. Paolo Banchero shepherds it across that Magic logo at midcourt. He's to the top of the circle. Rifles the pass off to Black. Black gives to Bitaze. Bitaze on the other hand, pass. He gets it to Banchero. His three-point try misses strong. Rebounded by Beauchamp. Beauchamp, some dribble moves down low, was trying to split the defense and fell down. He looked like he was running out of options there and may have gotten bailed out by a whistle. Get some help on the foul against the rookie, Anthony Black. And that'll be his second foul, and that sends now Marshawn Beauchamp to the free throw line. Fans got a look at the foul. They did not like what they saw. First of two from Beauchamp. Misses way short. I don't know what is going on right now. The Bucks are 6 of 13, and it's not as though you had free throw shooters that don't know how to shoot. Beauchamp has only been to the line for 5 shots, but he's made 4 of them this season, and he misses both. And the rebound knocked out of bounds, last touch by Lopez. I mean, this is just really a lot of self-inflicted wounds for the Bucks here in this first half. Unforced turnovers at times, missed free throws, inability to box out, giving up second chance points. Here comes Anthony Black the other way, going to pass out to the near wing. Three-pointer on the way, and Jalen Suggs buries it. So Jalen Suggs with 12 points now in the quarter, and Orlando has its largest lead of 17. And here's another turnover as Giannis lost it into the front court. They work it ahead. Taking off, Wagner passed it down low to Banchero. Banchero has the ball pried free. It's going to be taken by Connaughton. Now the shot clock gets turned off. The Bucks will have a chance to play for the final shot here. Milwaukee has just one field goal in the last 3-plus minutes of this first half. Giannis hunched over. Inside of 10 seconds to go here, he gets tripped by Banchero, and that is not what Orlando wanted to do. Or maybe it is, given the Bucks free throw shooting tonight. The Bucks 6 of 14 from the line. Giannis has the only field goal here over the final 3:05 of this thing, and it happened at the 3-minute, 5-second mark. The offense has been shuttered here in the second quarter, and it's turning into one of those games where you're having to look a little near and far to find many positives for Milwaukee in what has been a bit of another rugged first half. The good news for the Bucks, though, is that Orlando's been a first-half team this season. In the first half, they've been plus 7.4 in scoring margin. In the second half, minus 4.8. Averaging better than 61 points per half in the first half, but just 48 points per half in the second half. So we'll watch for that and hope for the best in the second half. But the Bucks are going to have to help themselves, and this is not how you do it. Giannis misses the first of two free throws. Milwaukee at the line. I mean, the free throw line is the difference in this game. The Bucks have gone 6 of 15 from the line and 3 of 9 here in the second quarter. Second free throw is up, and it's good. So finally, they break the seal. And with 6 seconds to go, the Magic, though, going to have a chance for another shot. Banchero takes it into a crowd, cannot finish, but the rebound is on the deck, and it's going to be the final play of the half as it leaks away from everybody. So not exactly a great half for the Bucks, who surrendered a 9-0 scoring run about midway through this half, and were almost scoreless over the final 3 minutes. But the Magic bench has been one of their hallmarks all season long. Their bench outscores the Bucks bench 25-9, and that depth of Orlando was a big part of the storyline here tonight in this first half. 65-49 after one half of basketball. We will step aside. When we come back, it's going to be Justin Garcia looking over the good, the bad, and the ugly through the first half of basketball here from Amway Center. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world.
Touchdown, Green Bay Packers, sensational throw and catch. He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got him. Touchdown!
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98Q Country.
65-49, our halftime score in Orlando. It's the Magic up 16. They've led by as many as 17 in this game. And as you heard Dave mentioned, free throw shooting is really one of the biggest differences in this game. 18 of 21 for the Magic. Yes, 21 trips to the line in the first half. And 18 of those converted. The Bucks just 7 of 16 at the line, shooting 44% to 86% for the Magic. That has been instrumental. And as we mentioned before the game, the Magic's work on the glass. 8 offensive rebounds. They've gotten 13 second chance points out of those 8 offensive rebounds. The Bucks just 1 offensive board, which has resulted in a 3-pointer. So second chance opportunities and free throw shooting going a long way through the first 24 minutes in telling the story of this one as the Magic lead it by 16. 65-49, our score after 24 in Orlando. We'll take a look at the individual performers after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
For a big flavor at Empty Pockets, where all our food is roasted crispy, so it won't slow down your game. Wednesday to Saturday, save our Terry Doctor wings, 4 for $11, or half a chicken for the same. Pour forward with 6 pieces at $15, complete with courtside fries and homemade coleslaw. Friday box out with a Friday Fish Fry Frenzy, 2-piece for $10, 3-piece for $12. Elevate with MVP Tiger Shrimp, available as a 6-piece game changer. At Empty Pockets, located on Old 13 Road in Butternut, Wisconsin, where taste meets the game.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kidded Boys, broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
65-49, halftime score in Orlando. It is the Magic up 16 on the Bucks.
We mentioned the big differences being free throw shooting and offensive rebounds. The other thing to keep an eye on here is Cameron Payne and Giannis essentially carrying the offense here. 31 combined from that duo. 31 of the 49 points the Bucks have scored. 17 from Giannis, who is 8 of 12 from the floor. He started 1 of 4. And Cam Payne doing his best Dame Lillard impersonation. 6 of 8 from the field. That includes 2 of 3 on threes. He scored 14, but no other Buck is in double figures. Brook Lopez is closest with 9 points. 2 blocks as well from Brook. And just 9 points total from the bench. Whereas the Magic have already gotten 25. 12 from Mo Wagner to lead the way, and it is the Magic in control thus far, 65-49 halftime score. We'll take a look at some other games around the NBA when we come back. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch. And Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special. Great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jazz Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world.
Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a puckle down.
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
16 at the half, 65-49 the score. 18 points from Jalen Suggs, a big difference maker in the first half. He's hit 8 of those points, gotten 8 of those points at the free throw line, where he is 8 of 10. And again, a big production off the bench from Mo Wagner, 12 points and 4 rebounds. So the Bucks have to do a better job on the glass and have to find another scorer, somebody else to step up and carry some of that load that Giannis and Cameron Payne have been shouldering for this team. They trail by 16 at the half, 65-49. We'll take a look at the rest of the NBA scoreboard. Just 3 other games on today's schedule. One of them is in action right now. We'll catch you up on that next. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Your country. 98Q Country.
Jawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with 2-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Jawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, November 25th, it is Hometown Holiday in Glidden. Featuring things such as a Santa run at the Jacobs Town Hall from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Barry Crafty Kids Corner and Fun Zone held at the Assembly of God Church from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's even a meet with Santa from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. with free kids goodie bags until they are gone. Again, that is Saturday, November 25th in Glidden.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it.
Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Online. I stream you all day at work. On the web.
98Q Country.
Sit in Orlando. It's the Magic up 65-49 on the Bucks at halftime. One other game in action right now, that's in Boston, where the Raptors lead the Celtics 22-19. The final few minutes of the first quarter. Two other games to tip off today. In Atlanta, the Hawks host the Heat at 6:30. No Jimmy Butler in that game. And final game of the night, tipping at 7:30, the Warriors hosting the Cavaliers. Time for the American Family Insurance Insuring Success feature, and it simply comes down to rebounding, that and fouls. We've seen quite a few fouls. The Bucks have to not only hit their shots, but limit the amount of free throw attempts the Magic have in this second half and do a better job on the glass. Try to clean up some of those second chance opportunities for the Orlando Magic. American Family Insurance is always a great call. That's because their agents are always there to protect your dreams. Visit amfam.com to learn more. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. Bucks look to crawl out of a 16-point hole in the second half. Dave Kane has the call of that after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I feel saving you big time money on salads.
9 to 13 ounce Taylor Farm chopped salads, just $2.89. For 14 ounce Dole coleslaw, just $1.09.
I carumba hot prices on salads.
Chopped salads, $2.89. Coleslaw, $1.09.
Enjoy healthy eating on ready to eat salads and save big time money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee owned.
Stack up on pet supplies for Menards and save 11% on everything. Come check our great selection of pet food and wildlife supplies. Chicken Soup for the Soul is a dog food made with real beef and quality ingredients. It provides well-balanced nutrition for supporting happy, healthy pets. Right now, get a 13-ounce can for just $2.49 after 11% off. Good through November 12th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Join the roar of 18,000 Bucks fans at Fiserv Forum and be a part of the slam dunks, game-changing plays, and electrifying victories. Live, witness the edge-of-your-seat action and unforgettable moments as they happen. You don't want to miss this. Grab your calendar, handpick your favorite matchups, and secure your seats for Dame Time in Milwaukee and every incredible moment that comes next at bucks.com/tickets. That's bucks.com/tickets.
Double-digit deficit for the Bucks. We welcome you back to Amway Center. Dave Kane with you here, and let's take a quick look at our Pella Doors and Windows rebounding. Who's hitting the glass? Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They can help you lower your energy costs. No interest and no down payment for up to 36 months when you order by November 30th. Check them out at PellaWI.com. Well, we knew this was going to be a potential problem area for the Bucks coming into this one. Orlando's been an exceptional rebounding team, number two in offensive rebound, or number five in offensive rebound percentage, number four in defensive rebound percentage. First half, it was their advantage, 26-15. How about 9-1 on the offensive glass, outscoring Milwaukee 13-1 or three in second chance points. We're underway in the second half now. Orlando with a basketball, starting things off with it's Franz Wagner putting a shot off the window and good on a little runner from the right side of the lane, and Orlando has stretched the lead to 18 points. Milwaukee is going to have to play come-from-behind basketball yet again. We've said this too many times of late. Campaign sends it to the near wing right. Malik Beasley throws it to the corner. Wide open three in the deep side pocket for Lopez, but he cannot hit. Lopez, 2 of 5 from three-point range, and Milwaukee goes back to work on defense now as Orlando's got it, leading 67-49. Same five for both teams to start this half. And here Mariners. Another trip to the free throw line coming. Paolo Banchero had the corner and was turning the edge, driving to the rim. As you look at teams, in one of the shifts for this Bucks defense that you have to notice is the Bucks rim protection. Now, granted, it has been much better here of late, but they a season ago ranked 7th in the NBA, allowing just 65% at the rim in that restricted area. We had a lane violation or a substitution violation. I'm not sure. But the white wave off the first free throw was Goga Bitadze getting in late. Banchero's having some words for him. But 7th in the league a year ago in restricted area field goal defense. That's dropped to 26th this season as the free throw goes down. So they wave off the first, gets the second one, and it's now 68-49 Orlando. But the other area of note is the fact that in the last four games, Milwaukee has been much better. That's when they went back to that drop defense. They've been in the top 10 since then. But tonight, been having some challenges staying out of foul trouble. Pull-up jumpers up and good on the other side of things for Chris Middleton, about 8 feet away, and now Orlando goes the other direction with it. Franz Wagner passes it to the right wing where Banchero's got it, calling for a screen from Black. He's picked up by Cam Payne. Now sends it underneath. Anthony Black, a couple head fakes, was defended by Lopez. Finds the open shooter. That's Franz Wagner, but misses it. However, another offensive rebound. Pass goes to Suggs. Swings the pass behind his back over to Franz Wagner, but Wagner had a retriever just enough to pull him out of the lane. He lobs up top. Great setup for Goga Bitadze. Lays it in up close. That was a heck of a pass. Giannis spinning the other way. A little bit out of control, so he'll send it back out to Payne. He works it near wing right to Beasley. Out top it comes, and Chris Middleton too strong on the three-point try. Orlando will go the other way, leading by 19. Franz Wagner around the pick and roll with Goga Bitadze. Can't hit, but Bitadze then missed the tip-in. I mean, it was point blank. Milwaukee just can't keep them off the glass. They just cannot keep them off the offensive boards tonight. Middleton's got it now, top of the circle, going to lob inside, but too short for Lopez, easily swatted back by Bitadze right to Banchero. So the turnover sets up the Magic in transition. A couple spins down low, and Banchero lays it up and in between Middleton and Giannis and comes away saying and one. Well, hadn't been quite the start the Bucks were looking for to start this third quarter. More of the same. In fact, that hole is getting deeper. 72-51. The Magic all over the Bucks. Timeout used by Adrian Griffin and company. 9:35 to play in the third, but another tough one here tonight in Orlando. Back with more in a moment after a 7-2 run for the Magic. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, show me the money, to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. 800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Potawatomi, Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, show me the money. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
You receive a diagnosis from a doctor. You feel good about proceeding. You also feel the need for a second opinion. Good for you. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network offers and encourages second opinions on medical and procedural next steps. Second opinions can often happen virtually and give you peace of mind about all that is humanly possible. Learn more or request an appointment at frederick.com/second opinion.
Energies, we're committed to building a bright, sustainable energy future. We're investing in clean energy projects like solar, wind, and battery storage. As a leader in the decarbonization effort, our goal is to achieve net zero carbon emissions from our generation fleet by 2050. It's part of our plan to provide the affordable, reliable, and clean energy you depend on. Learn more at weenergies.com.
We Energies. People you can trust, energy you can depend on. This message was paid for by the stockholders of WEC Energy Group.
and Save. They are the official grocer of the box with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Tough one tonight for the Bucks as they find themselves trailing in another lopsided affair, 72-51, trailing again. Last night came back from 18 down, but that was in the first half and took a 10-point lead, ultimately lost to Indiana the last time out. Chris Middleton going to pull the trigger on a long jumper just inside the arc, they'll say. Two-pointer, just his second field goal of the night, though. In his 11 minutes, he's got 4 points now. Banchero answers with a three on the other side from the top of the arc. Paolo Banchero, the reigning rookie of the year. Not shooting as many of those threes. Giannis with a ferocious dunk going the other way. Slams it down, serving up the facial. Orlando goes the other direction with it now. They work it out top. Banchero has it. He's defended by Beasley. He'll send near wing left to Jalen Suggs. Couple jab steps in. Gets past his man. Now flings it to the corner. Bataze scoops it to the right wing. Three-pointers, an air ball from Franz Wagner. Giannis comes away with a rebound. Down by 19. Bucks need a spark. Here's Giannis trying to bring it, and he does. He rocks the rim for a second straight trip down the court, trying to give this team the spark it needs to peel itself up off the mat. 19 points now in the game for Giannis, who has hit 10 of his 14 shots tonight. Make it 21 on that dunk. Here's Franz Wagner. He gets past everybody and lays it in up close. Lopez just a little bit late on the help side defense, and that puts the lead back to 77-58 for the Magic. Middleton now right of the lane for the Bucks, trying to back his way in on Anthony Black. Bobs and weaves, puts up a contested fading jumper. That's the old cash money Middleton right there. Middleton and Giannis right now trying to vault the Bucks now as they start to get things going a little bit. Those two have been responsible for the last 8 straight points for Milwaukee now. Banchero, a couple head fakes, swings it near wing left to Wagner. Franz Wagner will give it now to his teammate Goga Bataze. Now to Banchero, a head fake, gets Middleton in the air. Then he pulls up but missed the baseline jumper from 15 feet out. Bucks go the other direction with it now. Giannis into the front court. Going to back his way in on Banchero. He's going to work again into a double team. Going to pass it out. Gets it to Beasley. Beasley on the left side off to Lopez. Trying to get it right back to him, but Beasley was not ready for it. And the ball goes bounding out back to the Magic. Campaign's going to check out of the game now for Milwaukee. Marjon Beauchamp is in. No Giannis, or I should say no Dame Lillard tonight for the Bucks, but of course no Markel Fultz for the Magic. Both teams playing without their starting point guards this evening. Late scratches, both of them. Dame was going to give it a try, perhaps. He was questionable coming in, but after warming up, just something didn't feel right, so he's still sitting again for a second straight game with that sore calf. Magic going to roll the ball up and walking the dog all the way almost to midcourt was Anthony Black. He gives the ball away to Banchero, now to Franz Wagner. Wagner crossing over on Lopez, had the ball swiped at and then turned it over. I think that was just enough, that swipe, to throw him off as he was trying to feed it to the far side right. And it got past Jalen Suggs and out of bounds back to the Bucks. 8th turnover of the night for Orlando. That's an area of concern for the Bucks, though, because Milwaukee has only scored 1 point off of 8 turnovers. The Magic have scored 15 points off of 11 Bucks turnovers. That, free throws and second chance points, driving the ship for Orlando tonight. Giannis feeds out top. Malik Beasley puts up a contested three. That misses, but a great job on the glass by Portis. However, he couldn't finish on the putback. Tapped it to himself, but then missed it up close. Orlando the other way, leading by 17, 6:43 to go in the third. They work it down low to Banchero. Swings it back out to Wagner. He'll get it to Ingles. They've got the Bucks on skates right now. Wide open three in the corner. Missed by Banchero, but Orlando got exactly what they wanted there. Open corner threes. That's all any team wants. Giannis driving the other way. Draws the contact and hits the shot from the free throw line with a foul. Well, right now, I hasten to say he's a one-man wrecking crew, but gotten some help from Chris Middleton this half, but right now he's the only one on the floor that's been able to do anything offensively for Milwaukee. And he's got a chance at a three-point play as Goga Bataze is saddled up with his second foul. So Giannis to the line and the Magic with their first team foul here of the half. He's got 23 points now, does Giannis, to go with his 7 rebounds. Trying to cut this lead to 14 now, if he can make this. His free throw is over the front iron and good. That's his first, make it his second make of the night. He is now 2 for 6 at the line. The Bucks on a 9-2 run now after that free throw. So Giannis, after that great free throw shooting effort last time out, he had 16 of 18 from the floor, got his average up to 69%. Now the ball knocked away by Portis, picked up by Giannis. He'll drive the other way, sprinting up the floor. A little loose on the dribble, lost it going up, and now Orlando looking to go the other direction. Bancaro passes off. Joe Ingles watches from three, missed it short. He goes sprawling into the courtside seats, thought he got fouled, didn't get a call. Here's a pass on the other side. Oh, my goodness. Connaughton was all by himself, and the pass was too high, but he taps it over to Beauchamp. Now to Giannis with a floater. He missed it short on the jump hook. Going the other direction with it now. Franz Wagner is Portis in chase, but out of position, fouled him. And we'll have free throws going to Orlando. Couple opportunities missed there for the Bucks. Remains a 14-point lead. Now Bobby Portis is chest-to-chest with Jalen Suggs down low. As those two get separated. I don't think we've had any whistles just yet, but that just changed. We got a double technical, I think. I think we got a double technical going against Portis along with Suggs. Orlando is without a score over the last 2.5 minutes now. They've missed their last 4 straight from the field. But they're going to have a chance to snap that scoreless run with free throws coming for Franz Wagner. So Bobby Portis now with 3 fouls and Orlando with a chance at a pair of free throws. Wagner knocks down the first. It was a double technical foul against Portis and Suggs. So for Franz Wagner, he's an 85% free throw shooter, best on the team, and he makes both of those. Not only getting it done on offense, but his defense is allowing almost 10 points fewer per 100 when he's on the court versus off. That's the best mark on the team. They are excited about that 30-year man. Here's a 3-pointer on the way, as that misses short from Malik Beasley. Beasley has not had the shot working tonight, 0 for 4. 79-63, Orlando with the lead of the basketball. Bucks' momentum seems to be going away. We got a whistle and a foul as Wagner on the other side was trying to make a move in the paint. Got fouled putting up a running jump hook, and he will go right back to the free throw line. 16 points on 6 of 12 shooting for Wagner. It has been a much more spread out scoring effort for the Magic here tonight. Orlando with 25 bench points tonight, in addition to the points they've been getting from their starters like Wagner, who's got 16 still as he missed the first. Wagner with 16, Bancaro with 16, Jalen Suggs with 18. For the Bucks, it's been Giannis with 24, and the only other player in double digits is Cam Payne with 14, and 12 of those came in the first half. And Giannis just checked out. Payne checks in along with Jay Crowder. So second free throw on the way for Wagner. And it's good. Franz Wagner has now scored the last 5 points for Orlando as Payne goes the other way, trotting it across the midcourt stripe. He sends it to Beauchamp. Marjan takes it down the right side of the lane. Looking to the right, nothing there, so he'll send back out top to Crowder. Crowder hands the ball off to Cam Payne. Payne with a jump step, passes to Beauchamp. He'll squeeze off a 3, and that shot misses short. Rebound knocked away from Bancaro by Connaughton. They'll say it was last touched by Bancaro, so the Bucks going to get the basketball back. Doesn't help that Milwaukee has hit only 5 three-pointers tonight. They have typically relied on three-point shooting throughout this season, and 29% shooting when you've only attempted 17 is not going to help you much. Inbound pass to Beauchamp. Beauchamp has it on the near side. He'll rocket it out top. Crowder, quick swing pass over to the left side, over to Payne. Back to Crowder. He uncorks a 3 and fires up an air ball as it sails out of bounds. These are guys that have shot it well this season. Crowder, number 4 in the league at 53% from distance coming into this game tonight through 8 games. But he was not close there. So Orlando's got it on the other side. That was just the first attempt of the night for Jay Crowder. On the other side of things, Cole Anthony works it to Suggs in the corner. Suggs had the ball poked free by Beauchamp as he was driving the baseline. Look at that. Send a one-hand pass away, but it got knocked away from him. So it stays with Orlando with 4.9 seconds on the shot clock. 4:33 to play now in the third quarter of a 80-63 game, but all Magic tonight. Here's a pull-up three-point try. That misses from Cole Anthony, but another offensive rebound batted out top of the arc to Banchero, and he will punish the Bucks as he rattles it home. Second chance points have been absolutely a backbreaker for the Bucks tonight. 18 of them on 11 offensive rebounds for Orlando now. Here's a pass down low as Beauchamp turns it over, trying to feed it underneath to Portis, and it's taken away by Joe Ingles with 4:05 to play now in the third. Orlando has ballooned that lead back to 20. Banchero on the right elbow, defended by Connaughton. Pulls up, contested shot, misses short, but he was fouled, so he's going back to the line. I mean, this has been a steady drumbeat that we have seen tonight. Between these two teams, it has been a parade of free throws for Orlando. And to their credit, they have made free throws, even though they're not a particularly good free throw shooting team, even though they shoot a high volume. Only shooting 73% as a team, that's 26th in the league. But the Bucks have gone scoreless for closing in on 3 minutes now after Giannis and Middleton went on that little mini run to cut the lead down to 14. Neither of them is on the floor right now, and that has spelled trouble for the Bucks. So, delay a game warning against the Bucks. Banchero hits the first of two free throws. He now sits with 20 points in the game. And the Magic continue to make their free throws tonight. Now, 23 of 27. A.J. Green going to get some burn here tonight. Haven't called his name in some time as the free throw misses on the second short. Green is quick to pounce on it. I like the move, getting Green up. You got to shake this thing up, find something. And Green can shoot it, we know that. Here comes Portis, underhand pass to Campaign. He drives laterally across the lane and then loses the basketball before he retrieves it at midcourt, swooping after it with Suggs, but he missed, and now Payne will get it to Green. Green feeds it down low. Nice pass to Beauchamp, who goes up with a big tomahawk reverse jam. That was a man's jam right there from the second-year guy out of Yakima Valley Community College. We got a whistle, and I'm going to say the ball was poked away cleanly by A.J. Green. I almost pre-guessed the foul call the way this game has gone. That last bucket snapped a 7-0 run for Orlando for Milwaukee. Still a 19-point lead, though, for the Magic. Franz Wagner comes in. Bucks had the lead early in this one, but it did not last long. Magic have really been in control throughout this contest. Banchero's got it on the near side. On the switch, she's picked up by A.J. Green now. Works it to the corner. A head fake from Joe Ingles. He steps to his right, fires away from three, but missed it. Ball was knocked away from Portis, and then picked up by Green as Portis went to the deck. And now Milwaukee's got it going the other direction. Connaughton into the front court. Feeds it left wing over to Portis. Portis dribbling with her right hand, crosses over. Now puts it into the paint. His floater off the back iron. That one rattles through. 84-67. 2:49 to go now in the third. Magic with a lead in the basketball. There's a drive around the right side. Cole Anthony got fouled. And Orlando, it looks like, is going to use a timeout. So we will take one with them. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in this third quarter. Bucks going to need to find a way to get some stops and make some shots. Pretty simple, right? See if they can do it. We'll come back after this. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar. Along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll. More big flavor at Empty Pockets, where all our food is roasted crispy, so it won't slow down your game. Wednesday through Saturday, save our pterodactyl wings, 4 for $11, or half a chicken for the same. Color forward with 6 pieces at $15, complete with courtside fries and homemade coleslaw. Friday box out with a Friday fish fry frenzy, 2 piece for $10, 3 piece for $12. Elevate with MVP Tiger Shrimp, available as a 6-piece game changer. At Empty Pockets, located on Old 13 Road in Butternut, Wisconsin, where taste meets the game.
time.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
In mid-2017, we received the news that nobody wants to hear. Your child has cancer. St. Jude made us feel that everything was gonna be all right. It's like an army of people working together, following the same dream, which is getting a 100% success rate for curing childhood cancer.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Toby Keith,
Miranda Lambert,
Brad Paisley,
Zach Brown Band.
We play them all!
98Q Country.
Bucks down 84-67, 2:45 to play this third quarter. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on these stations across the BMO Bucks radio network.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Bucks basketball is presented by BMO. They're the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. First free throw of two is up and good for Cole Anthony. Trying to stretch this lead further. Milwaukee has not been within single digits in a long time. 2:45, though, still to play in the third quarter. You got time, but haven't seen a whole lot that would give you reason to believe the Bucks have it in them so far. But then again, that's what comebacks are all about, right? Got to flip the switch. It's tough to get stops again here tonight. A.J. Green around a curl. He unloads on a three-pointer but missed it strong. The rebound, though, however, on the offensive glass goes to Marjon Beauchamp. So the Bucks will get another crack at it. We'll see if they can punish the Magic the way they have. But instead, Beauchamp's going to turn it over. He's crossing over, picked up by Franz Wagner. Wagner feeds the trailing Joe Ingles all by himself. He misses the three. We've seen so many of those wide-open looks in the last few games miss for team for players, both sides. Portis the other way, banging around inside for Mo Wagner, and he got fouled going up, and he's going to step to the line for two shots. So Mo Wagner gets called for the foul, and for Wagner, that'll be his second foul. Glad to have you with us. Dave Kane with you here, our onside engineer, Uwe Georgievsky, and our stat man, Andres Rivera here from Amway Center. Justin Garcia back in the studio. Got Max back there also in our flagship station. WTMJ in Milwaukee. Bucks will be back in Milwaukee Monday night to play the Chicago Bulls for the first of four meetings. This is the first of four meetings between these teams as Milwaukee finds itself in a sizable hole as Portis knocks down the first free throw. Their 14-game win streak against the Magic very much hanging in the balance. This is a stretch of four opponents for the Bucks that they have absolutely dominated through the years between Detroit, Indiana, Orlando, and up next the Bulls. Second free throw missed strong, and Orlando's going to come away with it. Bucks have gone 67-9 against those teams, but things aren't what they have been. Let's just put it that way for Milwaukee right now. They got a whistle and a foul on the other side. Franz Wagner got fouled going up. I mean, this has been a tough stretch. You know, you look at the record, you say 5-3. All things said, they're learning everything that's going on, but it's been an unusual feeling stretch for the Bucks. Let's just be honest. It's just, yeah, you got a new coach, things change, and you got to learn it. You got to try to figure it out, integrate new pieces. A lot of moving pieces for this Bucks team, but again, it's a foreign feeling. First free throw goes down for Wagner. And again, the record is one that a lot of teams would trade places with you for, but the problem is, even in the wins, it's been rocky at times. Second free throw goes down for Wagner, and you've been in some big deficits throughout. That's one of the common themes we've seen. Here's Connaughton on the runner. He can't hit. The rebound for Giannis, and he was trying to slam it through, but he got fouled going up. He'll go back to the line. Jonathan Isaac is called for the foul. It's been another strong game for Giannis Antetokounmpo. The big fella's got 24-7-5 tonight with two blocks and two steals. So he's filling it up, and he's been efficient, 11 of 16. The only problem is, he hadn't shot the ball particularly well at the line. He's got two of them coming right here. He'll take a long, hard stare at that rim, coming off of his seventh career 50-point game two nights ago. First of two, well short. In some ways, Giannis's experience the other night kind of depictive of the problem. He is the first player in the history of the NBA